Stephen Miller, Kamala Harris enabled oligarchy to rule behind brain-dead Biden. By Neil Munro on July 9, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris violated her oath of office and endangered her nation by helping hide President Joe Biden's brain-dead status, Stephen Miller told a conservative meeting in Washington, D.C. Kamala Harris knew that Joe Biden was cognitively impaired to the point of being non-functional, brain-dead in common parlance, for 3.5 years, until his true vegetative state was revealed as a result of President Trump's KO. In the presidential debate, Miller told the July 8 event, hosted by National Conservatism Conference. Everybody who was anybody in the Democrat Party knew it. Participated in it, covered it up, and allowed the country to be run by secret unnamed Democrat Party interests and staffers for 3.5 years as we inched closer to World War III, said Miller, a top aide to President Donald Trump. Right now is the greatest risk of nuclear conflict we have and the president is brain dead, he said, adding. The vice president is duty-bound under the Constitution to dispatch a message to Congress saying he is not able to perform the duties of his office. Remember, she's the only person who has an affirmative constitutional duty. Everybody has a moral duty, an ethical duty, and duties as a human being. But she has a constitutional duty to invoke the 25th Amendment and take his place. She was at the center of the cover-up. Can you conceive of the magnitude of this crime? As the border is being invaded, inflation raging out of control, war in Europe, war in the Middle East, belligerent China, hostilities returning to the Korean Peninsula, everywhere in the world teetering towards chaos and disorder and destruction. And there's literally no functioning President of the United States. How can any party that participates in a cover-up so vast not be swept from Washington in a hail of righteous indignation? The cover-up hides the continued rule by special interests and unelected staffers, he said. They are running the country by secret unelected oligarchy. They have donors, staff interests, and secret Democrat Party shadow bosses running the country. So we are now governed by all oligarchy. This hoax has been exposed only by the presidential debate where Biden's infirmity was displayed to the nation's citizens, he said. Probably the biggest hoax in all of American history has been pierced, blown up, unraveled, right now in real time, 5 months out from an election. That is the Biden cognition hoax. This is an unprecedented event. This is not 2 years later, 4 years later, 6 years later. Reading a book about how all along it turns out the president was cognitively impaired to the point where he wasn't attempting to run the country on a day-to-day basis. It was all run by shadow staff, you have the largest hoax in the history of the country exposed before it has served its political purpose. Is there any universe where, Rep. Nancy Pelosi did not know exactly what was going on? Where Hakeem Jeffries did not know exactly what was going on? Do you think, Sen. Chuck Schumer in his conversations with Joe Biden didn't know exactly what was going on? Everyone at the White House knew. Everyone in Congress and his party, particularly in leadership positions, knew. They all knew, and of course, the vice president knew, and they covered it up. Has there ever been so great a crime committed against this country by the people who are constitutionally responsible for running the country? Miller helped organize Trump's immigration reforms from 2017 to 2020. He is expected to be a top White House aide if Trump is re-elected.